another Soon Fellowship, and the 1st of August 2024, another new month. Look how quick the month's gone, and look what God's done already. And God's got lots of more to do for each of us as we keep our expectations on Him, as we look to Him, as we desire the things from Him, as we pray to Him, as we pray for one another. Let God build the vision of His word moving throughout the whole world, because it really is. And God has called us to really live and move and have our being in Him. And really, I was thinking, and I was saying to Kim the other day, do you know, like you had Moses. Moses was the one that was going to lead the children of Israel of Egypt. He was the one. There was no one else. And he was born for that time. Abraham was born for that time to become the father of many nations. Each prophet, each individual important person, all the way through the scriptures, our Lord Jesus Christ was born for a specific purpose and time. Each one of us are born again for a specific purpose and time, and God's got work for you. That electrified my heart. Someone shared that with me, you know, and I thought, wow, that is just so powerful. It just rocked my heart. And I'm thinking, yeah, like there's a specific thing that me, little old Lawrence, that God, only I can do, God can do by me. He's called me to do it. He's called you to do great things. And this is why we got this wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father, where we go directly to Him and we give Him the desires He puts in our hearts. Because all the desires, everything that you want to do for God, He's put the desire there. God's put the desire. And as you delight in Him, like the prayers, the thankfulness, the joy, the happiness that you've now have the Spirit of God dwelling within you, that God is that close to you right now, right within you. He can hear your heartbeat, your very breath. And that this is a new life, that we are new creations in Christ. We are really a new creation in Christ. We're designed for greatness. We're designed to bring glory to God, to speak forth His words boldly, not with our agendas, but with His agenda, listening and being obedient from the heart unto Him to execute all the things God shows us to do. And He helps our faith. He's working with us. He's building us up step by step. You know, it took time to work with Moses. It took time to work with Abraham for him to receive the promise. 25 years, it took time to become fully persuaded. And God's brought me to that point of full persuasion that what He says and what He's promised, He's not only able to do, He's willing to do. So God is the one that does the work. He's working for us. He's saying, now listen, just do what I put in your heart, execute these things. I've given you the direction. I've given you the courage. I've given you the energy. I've given you the strength. I'm ordering your steps so that no sin has dominion over you. Satan has no jurisdiction or authority over you. You are clean. You are free through the words being preached. You're washed and cleansed by the wonderful blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are healed right now. Everything in your body, from the top of your head to the tip of your toes, is being restored, is being replenished. And when we speak the heavenly words, it's living energy. And it's repairing every cell, every broken cell, every broken down blood molecule is being repaired right now. Every fatty tissue within our body is being dissolved. Like, these words are living words. Someone needs to mute their mics, please, if you can mute your mics. So, Patty, if you can mute your mic. So these are living words. We need to believe this, you know. The word of Jehovah runs very swiftly. It runs very, very, very swiftly. And except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It's God's doing the work. He just needs willing hearts, people to listen. He wants faith. He supplies the faith to us. See, He supplies everything for us so that we can do the things. All we got to do is follow the encouragement, follow the direction. He making your feet like hinds feet. He setting you upon your high places. You are healed. You are delivered. You are wealthy. You are prosperous. You are happy. You are the head. You're not the tail. This is the real you. This is the real you. We got to stop listening to the world and the feelings and force of this world and impact the force and feelings of this world with the power of God living within us. And we keep our eyes fixed We're not to follow man's tradition. We're not to follow religious tradition, doing the same as everybody else. We're unique. We're standout people. God has put his spirit in us to stand out, to be bold, not to worry about what other people think, to preach forth the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. We're not to be looking within ourselves. Oh, my problem, this problem. We give them to God. God says, give them to me. Cast these burdens to me. Fires in Colorado, fires in California. I command you to stop in the name of Jesus Christ. These are words of life. God energizes them. I command you to die out right now. I command rain to come. See, we got authority and we need to use that authority. You've been given the authority to use. If I give you a pair of sunglasses, you put them on. You use them. You see through the lens of God, the eyes of God. Let him work in you. Really cease from your own efforts, your own ideas of how God, or somebody else's idea of how God's going to move. Let him show you how he moves. Father, just like you were friends with Moses, you made known your acts unto the children of Israel, but Moses knew your ways. I want to know your ways. I want to know your heart, how you'd have me move. I don't want to be the same as everybody else. You've made me extraordinary. I am not ordinary. I'm extraordinary. I'm filled with the Spirit of God from the top of my head to the tip of my toes. What I touch is blessed because your Spirit's within me. It's not because I'm anything. I'm nothing of myself. I'm nothing of myself. None of us are anything apart from the Spirit of God God's given us. And he's made us something. That's what we are. We are sons and daughters of God. So now we need to think of ourselves. Hold on a minute. I'm a son or I'm a daughter, if you're a woman, right, of the Most High God. And I do what God puts in my heart to do. There's no good thing my Heavenly Father is going to withhold from me because I do walk uprightly. It's not in my being a goody two shoes or doing everything perfectly, but I trust him that he's guided me. He's already covered mistakes. I don't have to focus on mistakes. I don't have to focus that I may have upset someone because I said something wrong. It wasn't me. It was the old me. That wasn't the real me. The real me is the Christ in me who speaks those heavenly words that only does the will of the Father. And we practice this every day. I practice this every day. Listen, I'm on holiday and I've had a nice few days here, there and everywhere. But when it comes to ministering, or doing the Zoom fellowship, everything stops. And I have even greater time. You know, my wife and my grandchildren, they went, look at her, nice. She went to the beach today. Didn't you? You had a nice time at the beach. See, that, you know, it doesn't mean to say because we're on holiday, God's work stops. No, Jose, if you're that mind, you need to change it because there could be people that God's put you there to speak to. Someone that would never hear the words of truth like you would speak them. Because you're that one. You are that individual person. You are very important. Grab hold of that. You've got a specific work with God. Yeah? And this is your day and time with God to live the best life now. To live the God-designed life that he's created you to be. And listen, whether people say negatives to you or whatever, you let it go. Let it drop off you. You've got Holy Spirit. These negative words, when you're walking with God, just melt. It's like when you fire an arrow and it's just like it gets burnt up. Like Satan may fire his arrows, but it just gets burnt up in the atmosphere of the presence of God around us and within us. When a virus comes on you, it dies. Because that Holy Spirit of God is activated, energized in you. You can't dwell in the same place as light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And God's word is moving all over the world. You know, we see the things on the television, like these, what's it, Paris, and all the things that happen like that. We've seen all these things. But at the same time, so what? The world's going to do what the world's going to do. We can recognize it. Okay, these guys are getting more devilish. They're getting more bolder. How much more should we be more bolder? How much more should we be more confident? It's time to stop keeping your mouth closed and start to open it where you need to open it. It's time to stop pussyfooting around family members, friends, relatives, and start speaking the truth, because it could be mean, it could mean heaven or hell for them. And we don't have to be so politically correct. Well, I better watch what I'm saying. No, I'm a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, so I better be careful and not offend. You got the Spirit of God. You got Holy Spirit. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of boldness. And this is all done by love, not out of ego. Because God wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, and this is what we're here to do. And we're not doing it in our own strength. We're allowing God to open up the doors. But now it's time to be bold. Now it's time to thank God that you've got the laborers. God sent the laborers out. They're there. They're waiting to knock on your door. Are you ready to receive them? When you're ready to receive them, you'll see them. They're being knocking on your door. When you're ready to cease from your own works and stop hiding away and doing things in a certain way because you want to give a good example. Listen, the good example is preaching the word boldly, because people will hear your words. They'll feel the power of those words. They'll feel the love of those words. They'll feel the energy of those words. We don't have to put on any airs and graces. Did John the Baptist put on airs and graces in the desert, dressed like he came, eating locusts and wild honey? Did he put on any airs and graces? He told even the Pharisees. He was bold. He was a forerunner for Jesus Christ. He was bold with those Pharisees. He was bold with Herod. He got his head chopped off for it, for being bold, right? But we can walk with great wisdom, but we don't have to live in fear. Oh, I better not say this because the neighbors might think I'm a little bit crazy. I rather people think I'm crazy and compromise who I am. God is bringing us up another level here. He wants you to step out of yourself and into the new man. He wants you to step into your new man, right? Reckon the old man dead. You are a new creation. The old Carl Morton, the old Lawrence, the old Chrissy, the old Indian policeman. You are a new creation in Christ. The old Becky, the Ethel, Desiree, and Denny, and Shelley, and Ted, and Pam Patterson, and Branda, and Jason, and Frank, and Mango, and Bambi, and Tony, and Catty Clark. You are all new creation in Christ. Just stop living in a rabbit hole. Just start shining the lights. This is who you are. You are the lights of this world. You are the salt of the earth. You're the ones that are going to change the world, baby. We're supposed to rule and reign in this world, not have the world rule and reign over us. Because even there is a situation that you might think you're being ruled or reigned over, you take authority over it. And you go to God. God says, don't sit there and dwell on your problems. You give them to me. I can go to work when you give them to me. But if you sit there biting your nails up to the second knuckle, oh, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Oh, what would my friends say if I go and, you know, follow this way here where they speak by the Spirit? Oh, they might talk about, so what? If God's calling you to do it, come and do it. And the fruit will manifest in your life. It's time to start being bold. If the devil's getting bolder, then we need to be more bolder, because we are. He's a dog without teeth, mate. He's a dog without teeth. He wants to delude you and give you delusions that he is so superior than you. Well, my Bible does not say that. My Bible says he's crushed under the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and he's crushed under our feet. So no matter if someone's in your face, you take your stand. And God will give you perfect heavenly words. Now, if you're praying for labor, you're going to get one. If you pray for strength, you're going to get strength. If you pray for abundance, you're going to get abundance. God is not deaf. But God requires faith. Faith, not your own agendas, not your own little ideas. He says, I'll give you the ideas God gives to a man and a woman that is good in his sight. Wisdom, knowledge, and joy. Ecclesiastes, it says that. But to the sinner or the unbeliever, he gives travail, hard labor to reap and heap up to give to him which is good in God's sight. We should be ruling and reigning on every level in life, not because we're something special, but because that's what God wants. Jesus Christ said, I am come, that they might have life. He's talking about the believers, those that believe, and that they might have it more abundantly. Are we living that abundant life spiritually, with the spiritual wisdom, mentally, physically, financially. And if we're not, we know we're gonna, because we believe the worst to us, because Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life. But there's something you need to do. And that means you need to submit to God, right? Submit to the Father, draw near to God, and he will draw near unto you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You resist the devil in the brain, in the mind, right? We're not, see, if we're listening to the world, that's where the competition is. If we're listening to tradition, someone's ideas of what the scriptures say, but not the truth, it could get you in bondage. I know, I've been there. And Jesus Christ said, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. What was his word? It wasn't the Old Testament scriptures. It wasn't the Pharisees' doctrine. It was the fresh bread from God. That's the words he gave. And yes, he would refer to Old Testament scriptures and records and promises and stuff like that. But he said, if you continue in my word, then you shall know the truth. And I was sharing today with someone. See, it's in the practice of these things that we're encouraging that if you continue in it, you'll get the understand of it. You'll understand the truth of the things that are being spoken, that it is real. That we're not on our own agenda. I'm not trying to build a ministry for me. I want to work with laborers that will actually get up, believe God, receive the words gladly, not as the words of Lawrence, and then go and do it and walk with God and then come back with their laborers and start their own Zoom fellowship or their own home fellowship. Yeah, like what you shared was so great. And I prayed to God and I went to God and I done what you encouraged. And look at all this fruit. Ethel's one that's like that, right? Yeah, I listened to what was encouraged, and I went and done it, and look what I got. Now, people might think she's boasting, but she's not. She's got a pure heart, and she walks with God, like all of you do. So you just got to receive the words and go and do it. That's all you got to do. Like, what I'm saying now, you can either wrestle it in your mind, nothing wrong with that, to think it through. Father, just shift out for me what's right and what's wrong for me. What I need to understand right now. Show me what I need to understand. See, these words are light. It's giving you another opportunity to believe a different way. So you've had the world's way of believing what you should believe, and you've had tradition of what tradition says you should believe, or religious tradition of what you should believe, but now you're getting the truth. And these things work. These are heavenly words. And I wasn't even going to start the shower. I was going to get someone to pray, and then, but God energizes. You've got to recognize when God is energizing and then just speak boldly. And this, you know, I know I get excited when I share it. So it sounds like I'm, but it's not. I'm very peaceful in my heart. I'm very clear on what God is working in me as he gives me in that moment. But I know it's time to really start being fruitful. Like God is the one that's going to, he's led us to a place now that if we're practicing with a pure heart and we're doing it from a heart, not that, I better do this because I was encouraged to speak in tongues. I better do this because I was encouraged to connect. I better do this because I was encouraged to honor God. It's got to be, I really want to speak in tongues. I really want to speak by the Spirit. I really want to honor my God. My God. Who chose me, who pulled me out of the muck and the mire, who cleaned me up. Who's made me strong so I can help other people to go to God so they can become strong. It's all about the right heart and the perspective. And I'm in this for the long haul. You know, I'm in it all the way, baby. Holiday or not. Right? God's work is God's work wherever I am in the world. No excuses for me. No, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I am. I've been called to do what I'm doing. And people think I'm way over the top. Good, let them think that. Praise God. Right? But for me, it's the highway or byway. You know what I mean? I want to walk with God. I want to walk in the power of God. Wherever that is, whoever's in front of me, whatever religion they're from. Because it's not about religion. It's about the living God. This one true God. This God of light. This God has created the heavens and the universe and everything that dwells there within. The God is seeking the hearts of those that are wanting to know. And you are the ones to deliver that truth. Are you doing what God really wants you to do? Have you got it wrong? Is it, you do think it's just in reach about you? about, well, I better pray today, I got another difficulty coming. We should not be living life as believers like that. It's a discredit to God. Because God says, I've given you all things freely to enjoy. Some people just don't know that because they're trapped under old teachings and old traditions. But God is calling you out to shine as his lights, to be his light bearers, to be his lights in this world, to be as Christ is, and to bring deliverance to people. It's time now to take a stand. Doesn't matter what anyone's saying next to you. Like I said, relatives, partners, husbands, wives, daughters, mothers, sisters. If it's going against what God's saying, you say no. I hold the line. I hold the line, baby. And you want to be funny with me? You be funny with me. You want to be angry at me? You be angry. You want to call me mad? You call me mad. I love you. And I'm going to show you that what I'm doing is from my Heavenly Father. And you will see the fruit. You will see the blessing. And God's going to bless you. God's going to give you this perspective that I've now got that you can't see right now. And God's going to open up your eyes so you can see through his eyes. Because God loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. He laid down his life for you. God sent him to do that. He was obedient so that we can now have this great Zoom fellowship and just do inreach all the day long. No, he's given us a life to live and to enjoy it with him. And you know what? If you really, from your heart, do it with God, without being badgered by anyone else to compromise, your whole family just gets blessed. He just takes care of everyone. He gets everyone on the same track without effort from you, because you are that example. You are that light. So I just want to encourage you, keep doing what you're doing. God is with you. Everyone is doing absolutely amazing. And God is going to give you your desires, right? You put him first. You follow this encouragement you've been getting all this time. You're going to start to multiply very quickly, because now God's stepping it up. He's stepping things up a level, and you're not going to do nothing about that. God's going to do that. You just keep yourself in a position to receive, to do. That's all we've got to do. God's doing the work, baby. Not us, not how many classes we take or how many Greek lexicon Bibles we know and how many translations we can quote in different languages. It's none of that stuff. It's nice if you can do that, but it's not about that. It's about being led by God. Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are, isn't it, love? They're the sons of God. Right? And you're a wife of a minister, and I'm a husband of a minister.
A daughter of the living God.
She's a daughter of the living God. She's a wonderful woman. And the Spirit of God works in all of us mightily. No one's better than anyone else on earth. It all comes down to what you value, what you focus on, and your priorities of what you do first in your life. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. And then you can enjoy every day anyway, wherever you are. I've had a great time, and I've ministered, spoken to people most days. Today was a focus day. It was a rest day. So I said, okay, I'll do my one-on-ones then. And from the time I got up, right up until, like I say, about an hour before here, I was on the phone. Then I had to get ready and washed and dressed. Didn't have time to do that. But see, my heart is to do what God wants me to do. And I get so blessed doing it, but I also get very blessed receiving and seeing the growth in people and the development in them, and that they're walking with God now. Where they may not have been walking with God so hot, they're walking with God now. They're being the lights. They're being the examples. They're growing. And so, again, obviously, God just wants this encouraged, obviously, that the word of God, Jehovah, is running very swiftly throughout all the world. Regardless of what you see, don't pay attention to what you see. Lot's wife looked back with longing to go to where she was, and she turned to a pillar of salt. Your desire to move forward has to be stronger than looking back at your past and the old fellowships where you've been to. God says, now is a new day. I'm doing a new thing. Either stay in your old traditions or move forward now in this wonderful freedom, the spirit of liberty where Christ has made you free. Be led by the Spirit of God. Stay connected where God's put you. Follow the encouragement. Do the things God puts in your heart. And I was sharing with one wonderful believer today. When new people come, three basic things. Tell them to speak in tongues. Get them to speak in tongues. Get them to speak by the Spirit of God and get them to honor God. That will accelerate them. And they become very productive. Now, you either believe it or you don't, but that's the way it goes. And it really is. I proved it for me. Like they do in India and Nepal. I proved it here. And it works. Because it's God's word. So anyway, I love you guys. You're the best. I think I must have shared for about only 5 minutes there as usual. I only share very shortly, as you know. But I love you guys. You're God's masterpiece. You just keep moving with God. Keep it hot.